Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Baller! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Devin Ellington, or at DALE007 on Twitter. This is a hoop-ball.com presentation. Go over to hoop-ball.com, check out the premium content over there, the free stuff also. Check out all those tools we got over there to win your fantasy basketball league. Got to check the wager pass out for 33 cents a month. I tell ya. Hey, we're also at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter, at Hoopball Tweets. All sorts of places you can find us. Want to talk about today's show sponsor, Manscaped? Go over to manscaped.com, use promo code HOOPBALL20. You're going to get 20% off and free shipping on some products such as the Lawnmower 3.0, the Weed Whacker, for all those gentle places you don't want to tug hairs out of. The Complete Care Kit's also the way to go. Both products included plus some, and is about $80 plus tax. Use your promo code and experience some savings. Go to manscaped.com. Use promo code HOOPBALL20. HOOPBALL20. Get your lawn mowed. Trim your shrubs. And take care of your balls. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about the first two NIT games. Got a couple of really good matchups, actually. And we're going to talk about the Midwest and the South brackets, the regions for the NCAA tournament. Might throw some NBA in there, too. We'll see how today goes. Might be a little bit shorter of a show getting this in before work in the morning time, pre 9 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. Let me start by talking a little more about this MLB preview article that Blake and I have been working hard on. I just want to tease it a little bit. I'm not sure if it's going to be a premium article or not. I don't think it will, but I'm not sure. Not my call. But, man, we got some exciting teams to look forward to this baseball season. And you get in with us on these MLB futures markets, we got some teams to root for and against all season. You know, as hoop ballers, as a community, you know, the Discord servers and the chats, you know, we'll be talking about our bets and our picks for the division winners all year and saying, oh, look at this spot, or man, look, they're two games up, or, you know, just stuff like that. But I am stoked for some everyday MLB action. I'll get hot and heavy in the DFS on the MLB side. I actually really enjoy MLB DFS. I'm probably best at that one. It keeps my attention span a little bit better. But nonetheless, we still got some college hoops to handicap, and we can't be looking too much forward. Just enough to tease a little preview article. And if you're not following Blake, you ought to be at Blake Lawatch, LaWatch on Twitter. Also, go follow at Riley Sorbo, R-I-L-E-Y, S-O-R-B-O. S-O-R-B-O. I don't know why I said it like that. That was weird. We got some great new additions to the team. I'm sure you've seen their picks floating around and their activity. And hey, also, we got the March Madness bracket to fill out. If you want in, DM me, at me, get a hold of someone within the team. Be like, how do I jump in Devin's bracket stuff? I put a link out on Twitter. So you'll just have to grab the link and then ask me for the password. But man, we've already got some people from ESPN and Oddshark involved, so it's going to be a tough one if you get in, just so you know. I had a friend get in the conference tournament one, a friend outside of the hoopball community. He doesn't really use Twitter a lot, so he's not on the gambling Twitter. And sorry, bud, Ty, but he, you know, he finished, you know, 12th. Out of, I want to say it was 16, 18, something like that. You know, it's one thing to make picks, and then it's one thing to make picks with a group of people like us. Like y'all, you know, listeners too. We had two listeners, two premium subscribers, finished second and third. So that says something. We have some smart listeners. So, I finished fifth. Can't really say anything. But we had a good amount of participation on the conference tournament. The big dance is going to be a lot more exciting, in my opinion. So, let's talk about the little dance, the NIT. It's Winnits Day. Had to do that one. Winnits Day. The NIT. I really, really like the two games tonight, like I said. For me, and I could be naive, but these two feel handicapped, you know, accessible is going to be very, very easy. Well, I shouldn't say very, very easy, but it's going to be more blatant as far as what I want to play. Sometimes I got to dig, you know, through a card. So starting at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, because my time zone is the only one that matters, Toledo and Richmond. Now, Richmond's got a couple guys questionable. I'm not sure if they've been ruled in or out. I will try to pull it up right now as we speak to see if there's any news. But as of about midnight when I was looking through these last night, there wasn't any new news. So let me pull up an injury report, see if it's refreshed. All right, so they still got Grant Golden and Blake Francis questionable still. One has a finger injury, one has a hip injury. So even if they do play, pretty hard areas to play with if you're not 100%. You know, if you're having a stabbing, shocking pain through your hip anytime you go to step or cut or run or jump, that or post up or try to get position, that's going to affect your play a lot. Your finger, you know, depending on what hand it is, shooting hand, or maybe your offhands, you know, your dribble hand that you get up to your shooting. Me, I'm left-handed and I'm primarily a right-handed ball dribbler. So, you know, either hand, if your setup hand's opposite than your shooting hand and you got that finger injury, that's going to suck. Yeah, Grant Golden, you know, he puts in almost 13 points a game. Blake Francis, 16 points a game. So they're losing their top two scorers if they're out or if one of them's out. 27 minutes and then 33 minutes between the two of them. 8 rebounds, almost 6 steals. Or I'm sorry, 6 assists, 2 steals. Yeah, Richmond's going to be losing a lot if these guys are down or if they're out. So with that being said, I'll automatically, you know, I already like Toledo. They opened out a +1.5 favor or underdog. They're now a 2.5. It's probably going to go up to 3.5. And let me check the line this morning. Because, you know, if we see any significant movement, that's going to give us all we need to know. But it's still at 2.5. No, I'm sorry. It's 3 in some spots. Yeah, so this makes total sense to me. I locked in -2, and it's continued to creep a hook at a time. And once the news of these two guys for Richmond is 100% confirmed, I think we're going to be able to start seeing the value diminish. Real quickly, Toledo and Richmond both shoot above 53% from an EFG percentage standpoint as offenses, but defenses are looking to give the offenses downticks here in points per game. Toledo has an opponent effective field goal percentage of 48.3, especially if those two main guys are out, Golden and Francis. I expect that to probably be around the 45% mark. Offensive rebounding edge needs to go to Toledo. They give up a high percentage of opponent offensive rebound percentage, but they also can see a major uptick in opportunity to win the offensive glass in this game. Richmond's just very good also about crushing the offensive glass. Richmond also creates a lot of steals, so Toledo's going to have to play a clean ball game. It's going to be very, very important that they foul less and turn the ball over less. And also, if Toledo gets their three-point shooting early and if they get going early, good luck. Richmond does not have the firepower or the arsenal to shoot back across the bay. They just don't. Especially if Golden and Francis are out. Whatever the English grammatical breakdown would be on that. But they're going to have a lot of guys step up, and, you know, this is tournament play and maybe this is a trap. I mean, it just feels easy to me, like I said, and these are the ones that usually sneak up and get you. One thing I will say is Toledo allows a lot more shot volume to their opponents. I mean, they allow them to get up a lot of shots. Like, they're 320th, I think, in the country in opponent field goal and three-point attempts. So they're going to have to get a lot better at defending shots in this game. And the big thing, though, is they could force the Spiders into some major, major shooting downticks. You know, they'll just have to come out and play with a lot of effort. So I'm going to move on to Western Kentucky and St. Mary's. Keep this one brief because the side that I like is a side that I think is a very, very good team. St. Mary's I've been underwhelmed with all year. Western Kentucky, and this game's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I think it's the first team 65 wins. Both defenses hold teams to under 50% from an effective field goal percentage standpoint. St. Mary's has a struggling offense, but their defense is putting Western Kentucky in downtick situations. So I think it's going to be defense wins. I think Western Kentucky has the better defense. They've had a little bit better success from three-point range. So looking for that to be the case and to help drive them through. They're going to have to hit their threes, like I said. And, you know, it helps with the fact that their defense is also ranked top 40 in opponent two-point shooting, because I think St. Mary's is going to look for a lot of two-point shots. They're not a big distance shooting team. I like Western Kentucky as the underdog, +110. +110. Hilltoppers. Lost to North Texas in the championship game of Conference USA tournament. And yeah, I think they're ready to get rolling. Absolutely. Let's run through some bracket stuff. Probably just going to go ahead and fill another one out as we do this. Let's start with the South, the Southern or Southern region, once I figure out how to talk. Baylor and Hartford. I mean, I'm not sure what you want me to say on this one. I'm pretty sure Baylor wins. I'm pretty sure Baylor covers. North Carolina, Wisconsin in the 8-9 matchup. Or actually, how should I do? I should do – let me go 1, 2, 3. Let me at least go in the order of highest seeding. All right, then we'd have Ohio State and Oral Roberts, the 2-15 matchup. And what's awesome about this matchup is Oral Roberts has the leading scorer in all of college basketball. So I think we're going to see a lot of points in this one. Max Abmas, I believe, A-B-M-A-S. And they also have a really good center in Kevin Abinor. So Oral Roberts is very fast-paced. Ohio State, very efficient. Ohio State put up a decent amount of overs on the season. Looking for these teams to combine for a lot of points. And I really like the over in this. And I'm looking at maybe even taking Oral Roberts on the money – or not the money line. That'd be crazy. On the spread. I really like the spread on this one. Like I said in yesterday's show, previewing the West and the Eastern regions – it's going to be very, very hard not to back almost every dog in this tournament because, like I said, the parity of college basketball this season is very, 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 very thin. And it's probably the most it's been in quite some time. I like the fact that Oral Roberts just won their conference tournament, so they are a conference champion. They had to work their way to it. So they're battle-tested, essentially, you know, in their eyes, in their petri dish. And they have a chance to get a really good win here. I believe the South region plays on Sunday. Sorry, I'm trying to find the game here, but I'm struggling.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No, I'm sorry. It is Friday. It's 3 o'clock Eastern, so 2 Central. Yeah, Oral Roberts beating the 2 and the 1 seed in their conference tournament. So as of right now, I'm looking to probably back Oral Roberts. Excuse me. All right, Arkansas and Colgate. I mean, it's Arkansas. So that Colgate's a really great team. They played like 3 teams this year, 3 or 4 teams. So their conference is gonna not do them too much with their experience and their battle testedness to get into this tournament. And then the 4-13 matchup, Purdue and North Texas. I'm really into Purdue and North Texas. I like both of these teams. I like the matchup. I like that North Texas has a chance to cover. Heck, North Texas could beat Purdue. They really could. This game has the potential to be very, very close. It's 7.5 right now, the spread. It's on TNT. It's 6:25 Friday evening. Purdue could lose. They could. Plus 7.5 for North Texas. I like that. Their defense is really, really good. The thing is, they're just going to have to hit their shots. Hitting their shots will be very, very key. Winthrop Villanova, this is probably going to be one of the more trendy underdog picks. I do really like it also. I like Winthrop over Villanova without Gillespie. That's going to be a ginormous loss. Ginormous. And, you know, by default, I'm probably just going to roll with Winthrop in the points. I, you know, if you've listened to the show a little bit throughout the season, you know that I love this Winthrop team. The total's at 143. It's gone up from 139.5. Lots of movement on the lines, on the spreads, totals. Moving on. Texas Tech, Utah State. I'm going to keep this one simple. Just give me the under. Both teams play top 10 efficient defense. Utah State, there's a lot of folks that think that either Louisville or Colorado State should have got in over them. But, you know, I'm just going to – you know, I like the under, and I'm still – this matchup has actually been one of the more tougher ones for me to decide on. I want to back the Big 12, but I know they always kind of crap the bed. I mean, Utah State, 11 over a 6, not that crazy. There's a pocket in the bracket that I think is going to pop, and then this is, part of it. This is – like I talked about yesterday, I think there's going to be a west-to-east linear pop. Other than that pop, I think this area is where we could see the other pop. You know, if one or the other doesn't happen, I think this is where this bracket, this part of the bracket right here just has a chance to completely combust. Winthrop definitely could beat Villanova. North Texas could definitely beat Purdue. Utah State could definitely beat Texas Tech. So you look at that and you got your 11, 12, and 13 seeds moving forward. I think Virginia Tech beats Florida in the 7-10 matchup. And so if that happens, 10, 11, 12, and 13. I mean, so that's what's given me a hard time with this bracket is finding that pop. If it is going to be that linear west to east pop, or if it is going to be a traditional just cluster of games. And then the 8-9 matchup, you know, North Carolina, Wisconsin, we got a 1-point spread, 1.5-point spread, very close. I would look at the under just because both teams struggle to get to the offense or to the free throw line. And when they do, their percentages are pretty low. North Carolina is pretty bad. North Carolina is a young team. I'm expecting lots of mistakes from them. Not as smooth play. Wisconsin, a little more conservative on the offensive side. How crazy would it be? And I wouldn't be shocked if Wisconsin wins here, then moves on and beats Baylor. I wouldn't be shocked at all. Let's hop into the Midwest real quick. There's some really good matchups that could potentially come from this part of the bracket. I'm going to talk Midwest. I think I teased a little NBA at the top of the show, but I'm going to have to wrap up momentarily. So we'll save the NBA for Mr. Vince Miracle. So in the Midwest, the number one seed Illinois Fighting Illini are taking on the Drexel Dragons in the first round. Hey, Drexel, we love them. We've talked about them a lot on the show and the Discord, but this is where it comes to an end, unfortunately. That's what sucks. You love these young, small schools throughout the year, these Drexels and the Liberties and the Morehead States and the Ohio Valley Conferences and all that stuff. And you get accustomed to looking at these small schools as being really good. And you get accustomed to building value like Austin Peay and, you know, Wagner, you know, within their conference. And we get into the big dance and it changes your perspective. It's weird. Drexel as a 16 seed, not a lot that they're going to do. We'll leave it at that. Houston, Cleveland State. This game has a chance to feature a lot of points. Cleveland State can hit their shots. They can put up droves of points. Houston can get that run and gun, just crazy Kelvin Sampson offense going at any moment. Ultimately, Houston moves on, in my opinion. So, all right. Now, this is the part, and this is another – man, this is just a hard tournament this year. And we knew it would be. We knew this year was going to be crazy. But this is the area where you've got matchups like Tennessee, Oregon State, Oklahoma State, Liberty, San Diego State, Syracuse, West Virginia, Morehead State, Clemson, and Rutgers. So looking at West Virginia, Morehead State, I like the fact that we have a good quality 3-14 matchup here. West Virginia has a chance to get into the Elite Eight, I think, pretty easily with the way that their draw went. I think if they meet with Houston down the road, that they can beat Houston. I think Houston's a little overselled. They looked good, but they beat up on the AAC all year, which now at the end of the year and in conclusion, we can see that they just weren't that good as a conference. Then we have the 8-9 matchup of Loyola Chicago and face mask Josh Pastner, face shield Josh Pastner, Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket team going up against each other. And, you know, I think Loyola Chicago is going to be the, heavy public favorite in that just because of that run they went on. And this is the last crop of games, this last chance for those same kids that played on that Final Four running team. Oregon State, they played great in the Pac-12. They won the Pac-12. I just don't know if they have a shot against Tennessee. I think this part of the bracket is the part of the bracket where I think we can see the most chalkiness. You know, Illinois definitely moves on. You know, I would definitely think that Georgia Tech as the 9 seed moves. I like Georgia Tech's team. I bet against them a couple times in the ACC tournament and they proved me wrong. Liberty, as an Oklahoma State fan, I hate this draw. I hate this draw. Liberty's a really good team. Now we got to figure out what happens outside of the Atlantic Sun. I think they had a couple opportunities to win some non-con games this year and they didn't. I want to say Cade Cunningham is going to be the difference maker for us. And just because he's on the court, then we win because we have the best player in the tournament. But I don't think it works like that. I'm feeling a certain type of way about this Liberty game. So historically speaking, outside of the Final Four run with Eddie Sutton in 2004, 2005 area, we don't do well in the first round, you know. Travis Ford, Sean Sutton, you know. Yeah, those coaches had issues in the first round. We'll see what Mike Boynton does. San Diego State, Syracuse. Syracuse defends the three really well. San Diego State shoots it really well. San Diego State's, I think, you know, a very, very good team. I want to see Jim Boeheim and Syracuse win this game because I think they can and make a deep, not a deep run, but maybe win one or two games as an 11 seed. But it's just hard. Like I said, I think this part of the chalkiness is where it's most chalky. West Virginia over Morehead State. I think Morehead State absolutely has a shot to win. And I've picked them in one or two brackets for funsies, you know? But ultimately, I think what we see is West Virginia take care of business. Clemson-Rutgers, I'm almost picking Rutgers out of default. Clemson just fell apart at the end of the year and in the ACC tournament, losing their first game by like 30 to Miami. Rutgers, you know, I like them as a tournament team. They look good as a tournament team. 10 seed over the 7. I think that could honestly be the biggest upset in this part of the bracket, with Syracuse, San Diego State being close behind that. I think Syracuse gets it done. I think they do, because they've been hot as of late with their shooting. Can always afford to be hotter, but we're looking at that, and we think that they got a good spot there. So they just got to stop San Diego State's three-point shooting. Like, if they come out and they match up well and they defend and they're hitting their shots, Syracuse is hard to stop. They got Dolezal. They got Buddy Boeheim. They got, man, there's a couple other kids on that team that – it's like when one of them gets going, it's like all four of them just pop off and everything goes in the basket. So that's kind of how I'm feeling about that and the other brackets, regions. The South, the Midwest. I'll start handicapping the games a little more closely once we get closer to the games. But as of right now, we got some NIT action to look forward to tonight. And we're going to get rolling on March Madness. It's absolutely here, y'all. It's been about 727 days since our last play, you know, March Madness play-in game. So we got some stuff to look forward to. Hopefully coming for that tally site March Madness crown. Want to roll with the top five, top three finishes. Never satisfied, though. Always want more. I still haven't gotten my first place finish. Y'all come kick my ass in the bracket challenge, would you? I'll keep putting the link out. And then, hey, if you do want another bracket challenge, you know, this is no way in whatsoever connected with the show. Just me, because Kansas City ties. And a lot of the people I've had on the show have Kansas City ties, and they're within that radio area for Kansas City. So I like to support Kansas City radio. Go to 810kansascity.com or something like that. Just look up 810 Kansas City. They have a really awesome bracket challenge. Lots of prizes. You get to fill out 5 brackets. It's usually nice and decently competitive. But I'll tell you what, you can find some spots to bet against Kansas and Missouri in those challenges, because those are teams that pretty much 90% of the people filling those brackets out are in love with. So you can find some value spots to knock a lot of the herd out, and you can get some prizes. So let's go shark some brackets and win some prize money. Like I said, 810 Kansas City. Go to their website. I think the bracket challenge sign up thing is the first thing that pops up. You get 5 brackets. So yeah, let's have some fun with these brackets. Come join mine. Join the 810 Kansas City one. Just get connected. Let's talk some hoops. Let's live March Madness. Let's love it because we get it this year. And it's amazing. So it's going to treat us right. With that being said, do not forget those promo codes. HoopBall20 for my bookie, which is very important right now, considering March Madness. And then you've also got the Manscaped promo code, HoopBall20, HOOPBALL20. Go over to hoop-ball.com in order to get connected with us, acquainted, inundated. I'm at DALE007 on Twitter. We're at HoopBall Gaming on Twitter. You got to check that out. Give us a follow if you would. 5-star reviews, please. We're about to crack the top 20. We're actually almost about to crack top 17 in the Apple sports betting podcasts. So please, 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 and thank you for those who have been doing it, but let's continue to push. Top 10 would be amazing. We want to be top 10 by the NFL draft. That's like April, May area. So please, 5-star reviews. Leave a few words, screenshot it, send it over our way. We're going to enter you in to get some cash. Cash money. As always, I'm sending you my good vibes and all of my good energies. Let's go out there. Let's watch some postseason college basketball tonight. We got some NBA. Keep your eyes peeled for Vince and the rest of the team's picks. Wager Pass is up. The thread is up. I have a play in there already. If you're in the Discord, you already know what play it is. That's the perks of being a premium subscriber. The Discord is phenomenal. All right, folks. This has been a hoop-ball.com presentation. Check us out. Vibe with us. Enjoy it. Y'all have a great day. Spread some positivity. Be safe. Be kind. Be loved. Take care.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.